Over the last few years, astronomers have discovered over 400 planets outside of our solar system. So far, most of these have been large gas giant planets, a bit like Jupiter or Uranus in our solar system, and most of them have been very close to their stars. Not because there's necessarily more of this type of planet in the universe, because they're much easier to detect. But now the instruments are getting good enough to detect smaller planets called super-Earths, which are sort of between a gas giant size and the Earth size. There's two main ways of detecting these distant planets, either by looking at how their gravity moves their star around, and you can actually detect that by looking at the light coming from the star, or by looking for the dip of brightness produced by a planet moving past its star. From the first, you can tell the mass of a planet, and from the second, you can tell how large it is, sort of its area. The bigger planets block more light. Now, using both of these methods, a group led by David Charbonnet from Harvard University has discovered a planet called GJ1214b, orbiting a red dwarf star, which seems to have a mass about 6.6 times that of Earth, but a volume over 19 times larger, which means it has a density of only about 1.9 times that of water. Now, this could possibly be a very small planet with an enormous atmosphere, so it's blocking lots of light, but which is thought to be quite unlikely. Or it could be a small rocky planet surrounded by an enormously deep ocean, thousands of kilometres deep, which is a rather wonderful thought, a huge ocean like that.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's that deep. I mean, because we're an average about 7 kilometres, aren't we?
The ocean on Earth is only a very thin layer of the surface. However, it might not be the kind of wonderful kind of place to go for your holidays and do lots of swimming, because it should be about 190 degrees Celsius on the surface, so it could be a bit warm.
Oh dear, okay. So I shall stay clear of that one, perhaps.
And they're not quite sure which one it is, but they're planning to use a Hubble Space Telescope to look at the light coming from the planet directly and spectroscopically try and work out what it's made of and if it is actually got lots and lots of water in it.
I wonder if anything lives in it as well. I mean, it could do, couldn't it? It'd be exciting.
It's always interesting to think that there might be planets out there with things that we've never discovered living on. That's definitely something for the future, though, unfortunately. Now,